This flash briefing was made possible by a sponsorship from AveXis, a clinical stage gene therapy company. The following content was not developed by AveXis.
Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA flash briefing. Although damage to motor neurons characterizes spinal muscular atrophy, people with lipid or fat metabolism are an important feature of SMA that should be addressed to minimize the risk of heart and liver disease related to high levels of fatty molecules in people with the disorder, a study found. Complications due to poor lipid metabolism, the synthesis and breakdown of fatty molecules largely ingested in foods or synthesized by the liver, are coming to the forefront as Zolgensma, Spinraza, and other potential treatments address SMA's root cause, the researchers noted. Their study, Abnormal Fatty Acid Metabolism is a Core Component of Spinal Muscular Atrophy, was published in the Annals of Clinical and Translational Neurology. It recommended the creation of nutritional guidelines and metabolic screenings for SMA patients. The gradual loss of motor neurons, the nerve cells responsible for controlling voluntary muscles that leads to muscle weakness and wasting, is caused by mutations in the SMN1 gene, which provides instructions for making the SMN protein essential for motor neuron survival. SMA has traditionally been considered a motor neuron disease. However, this view has evolved as defects in multiple non-neuronal cell types have been identified, the investigators said, adding that metabolic defects, like problems in blood sugar and lipid metabolism, are known in SMA. As such, standard of care statements have highlighted the need for further research in metabolic status in SMA patients to inform future nutritional guidelines. But strong comprehensive studies are currently still lacking, the investigators wrote. Researchers at the University of Ottawa in Canada, working with colleagues, set out to explore defects in lipid metabolism in people with different forms of SMA, as well as several mouse models of the disease. Their study involved a total of 72 children. Median age was 3.8 years, including 14 with SMA type 1, 52 with type 2, and 6 with type 3, recruited at two treatment centers in Italy. To look at defects in metabolism, the team did a full lipid profile, analyzing levels of the main lipids in each child. They also analyzed liver samples obtained postmortem from 10 type 1 patients and performed tissue, lipid, and gene expression analysis in several mouse models of SMA. Gene expression is the process by which information in a gene is synthesized to create a working product, like a protein. Results showed that children with SMA were highly prone to dyslipidemia, a general term that refers to the presence of abnormally high levels of cholesterol and/or triglycerides in the blood. Tissue analysis of liver samples also revealed a tendency toward fatty liver disease, a condition in which the liver becomes inflamed and damaged due to accumulation of fatty substances. Specifically, 37.5% of these samples showed evidence of steatosis, while a rate of 0.7% is normal for children ages 2 to 4. Likewise, mouse models of SMA showed a series of problems related to lipid metabolism. These included evidence of high levels of liver triglycerides, dyslipidemia, the presence of non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, known as NAFLD, and abnormal activity of metabolic genes in the muscle cells. Importantly, metabolic defects were observed before the animals started losing their nerve supply, known as denervation, indicating these abnormalities are not caused by denervation. Altogether, our clinical studies in SMA provide strong evidence of defects in lipid metabolism. The greater predisposition to develop dyslipidemia and fatty liver in SMA patients, as well as the identification of non-alcoholic fatty liver disease in the SMA mice, emphasize that defects in metabolism can lead to added comorbidities, especially in the new therapeutic era of SMA, where lifespan is extended, the researchers wrote. Comorbidity is the presence of one or more conditions that occur together with a primary disease, like SMA. Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forums Director, Kevin Schaefer.
Are you interested in learning more about the latest treatment for spinal muscular atrophy? Visit treatsma.com to see how this treatment works, hear about family stories, and learn about the steps to starting treatment. Visit treatsma.com.
Hey everyone! Today I'm going to read one of my older columns from June 13th, 2017. This one is titled, Do I Hate It When People Call Me an Inspiration? The other night I was hanging out with a friend from college at a downtown pub. As we sat down and ordered a couple of beers, an older gentleman at a nearby table came and sat next to us and asked me about my robotic arm. I could tell he was fascinated by the device, and he asked intelligent questions about how it functions and how I acquired it. He was a retired electrical engineer, and it's not uncommon for people with scientific backgrounds to ask me about the arm. I honestly don't mind this at all, as I'm more than happy to promote the company that makes the Jayco arm and tell people how it's changed my life. This man was very cordial and spoke with both my friend and me for several minutes. Then came the kicker. As the man was leaving to return to his table, he looked at me and said that infamous line that I've heard all too many times, "You're an inspiration." Now, anyone who uses a wheelchair or has some kind of visible disability has heard this line a million times. I even had the idea to make a drinking game out of it. If I'm out at a bar, I have to take a shot, along with whomever I'm with, every time a stranger calls me an inspiration. As to why those of us in wheelchairs and with other disabilities don't like being called inspirational by people we've never met, the comedian Josh Blue explains it perfectly. Blue, who has cerebral palsy and whose humor is primarily based on his experiences and observations from his own life, says in his acclaimed 2012 special, Sticky Change, that when people tell us that we're an inspiration to them, what we hear is, "Man, I would kill myself if I were you." It's true. While people are trying to be nice when they use this expression, it begs the question of what it is that makes us so inspirational. Should we really be applauded for simply living our lives like everyone else? By issuing this so-called compliment just on the basis of our physical appearance, people are essentially implying that it would make more sense for us to stay at home and be miserable. I know they don't mean that, but if you look at the connotations of the "you're an inspiration" phrase, that is what it boils down to. However, there are other situations in which I don't mind being called an inspiration. If I give a speech, reach out to someone in need, or write something that makes a positive impact on a reader, then the expression is more appropriate. In those instances, I've done something that warrants a compliment. Or if a friend or family member says that I inspire them, or something equally cheesy and sentimental, I don't mind because I have a relationship with that person. That said, when a stranger who knows nothing about me other than that I use a wheelchair and am out in public tells me that I'm so inspirational, my natural instinct is to get annoyed and crack jokes about them. Though I deal with challenges that others don't, I have just as many flaws, desires, quirks, and feelings as anyone else. All I'm saying is that before you go straight to putting people like me on the inspirational pedestal, get to know us first. I think you'll find that you and I are more alike than you may have thought. I'm Kevin Schaefer, Forums Director for SMA News Today.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. All of our podcasts and flash briefings can be found on our website at www.smanewstoday.com. You can also find our podcast and flash briefings on SoundCloud, Spotify, and iTunes. And be sure to follow us on our Instagram and Facebook page as well. I'm Michael Morales, Senior Director of Multichannel Content for SMA News Today.